I think the problem with the Bible with most people is that they symbolize it to death. They read a few symbols, and then they want to apply symbols to everything when probably 99% of it is just literal.
Now, are you saying, though, that these extraterrestrials got misconstrued as being angels and things like that?
It's just another word, and it means the same thing. What does an angel mean to you?
Well, to me, angels are something more supernatural. See, I think of extraterrestrials as being like us in a physical sense. I am not a believer of the dimensional beings, though I do believe we have other universes out there. I believe that these originated from far advanced planets. They developed propulsion systems. They learned how to travel through space by bending space, and they've been able to travel throughout the galaxies. I believe that they are physical entities, and when I say like us, in a physical form. I mean, they may not look like us. They may be the alien grays. They may be reptilians, but they're physical beings. Angels, to me, are beings who were here before the physical realm, whatever they might be, and that they exist and that they're among us. Maybe they are helpers. Maybe they are guardian angels, but that they're out there in another form or fashion. So I distinguish the difference between the two. You do not, obviously. I think you think they're one of the same.
Well, how started out exactly like you.
Okay.
What I did was I made a list. What are aliens? And I described, okay, physical beings like us. Some people think that they're scientists. They're here to check us out and this and that. Angels, people generally think of them as non-physical beings, as, they can walk through walls, they can fly and whatnot. But in actuality, when you start to look at all of the scriptures that describe angels, you discover that they are actually physical beings.
See, I will not rule out that people from antiquity saw these creatures coming down in spacecraft or otherwise and thought of them as gods and thought of them as angels. I'm not going to rule that out, but I've always tried to distinguish the two. There's a difference.
Right. And that's what's going to change in our near future.
You think I'll change?
That will. You?
Yeah, I mean, do you think my views will change on this like yours did?
Perhaps. It depends on how much you look into the answers.
Well, or interpret the answers, I guess.
Yeah. I can tell you that almost every description in the Bible of angels interacting with people has them as physical beings. They eat. They have bodies like us, bodies with hands, feet, eyes, hair. Actually, the majority of the angelic encounters, they're called men.
Well, do they transform into a physical and then they go back into this other dimensional?
Well, let's put this into a scientific thought, in a frame of mind. The universe that we live in is multidimensional. And that's what science is beginning to figure out. And in fact, that there's this new quantum drive that they're working on, a new propulsion system that's being developed by NASA called a hyperspace drive.
Yeah.
If they get this thing to work, it'll actually punch a hole in our universe, and it will go into another dimension, travel across the universe, and then pop back into our dimension.
Instantly, I guess.
Instantly. And that's the science behind it. They understand that we live in a multidimensional universe.
All right, now jumpstart a technology a million years ahead of us. They would perfect this, and they'd be able to do incredible things.
Well, we're probably taking that from them. That's my guess.
Well, you may be right.
Probably reverse engineered.
Yeah, you may be
right. But the bottom line is, when you punch your hole out of this universe, you're still in a physical universe. You're just dimensionally shifted. You're in another plane.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a physical world just like this one. And that's what people get all hung up on, the difference between physical and spiritual.
Well, it's almost like you get in a plane. You go from L.A. to St. Louis like I do, and in 3.5-4 hours, you're in another spot. You're in another existence, basically, even though you're on the same plane.
Or time.
Literally.
Time is another dimension to our reality. The same place can have different things in that space when you change the variable of the time.
True. All right, so tell us really the thrust of your work then overall.
The thrust overall, okay, like my mission statement, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. The first part, I would guess, ever since I was a young age, when I first heard about this being called the Antichrist, I guess it had been clicking around in my subconscious mind, this delusion that's going to come to the world, that this guy is going to somehow have something up his sleeve so slick that the entire planet is going to be completely taken by surprise, and they're going to believe this guy. And we're talking about a madman that's going to make Hitler look like a schoolboy.
It's the perfect Ponzi scheme.
This guy is going to be psychotic, wacko, but he's going to have a deception up his sleeve that everybody's going to believe in.
And we won't see him as psychotic or wacko.
No, we're going to venerate him like a god.
But isn't it true that he doesn't realize he is who he is until later?
That I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I've always...
I think he probably will think that he is a god. He probably will be so puffed up with pride that he's just going to not care what people think.
All right, but go ahead. I'll let you finish your mission statement.
But, that's the first part of it, is that this has always bugged me. This biggest conspiracy since the universe was created, basically, because this is going to be a deception that's going to take the whole world by surprise.
All right, how do you tie that in with extraterrestrials?
He's going to have a link. If you think about extraterrestrial life, if it becomes a reality, the fact that there's so many people that don't understand how these paradigms are the same thing, how the heavens is actually outer space, how aliens and angels can be the same thing, the fact that people can't marry those two together and understand that they're the same thing, that's going to be the misunderstanding that he's going to exploit. And what he's going to do with that is he's going to get people to redefine who God is by redefining who the creator of humanity is. So that is what I got to blow the cover off of, and that's what my book is about.
Is he going to use extraterrestrials as an excuse to trick us?
It's going to be part of it. It's going to be tied into it.
Because already they're starting to talk about, John, how government leaders need to create this mission of fear, and that they might turn to the skies for this fear in order for us to give up more rights, in order for us to say, yeah, sure, let's join together as a planet. Hurry, hurry.
Exactly.
Is that where you're headed here?
In a sense, I believe the movie Independence Day was somewhat prophetic, except for the fact that when they first show up, they're not going to be blowing the crap out of us.
Well, and they weren't created. They were actually there, I guess, in the movie.
Right. I think they're going to show up, but they're going to be friendly. And to that end, they're going to establish relations. And, of course, every nation in the world is going to be vying for alliances with these things because they're extremely powerful. And then the conflicts we're going to have in the world at that time, they're going to be in the middle of it.